हेलो दोस्तों, वेलकम टू ऑडियो सेक्स स्टोरीज डॉट नेट, विच इज़ अ जॉइंट इनिशिएटिव ऑफ इंडियन सेक्स टॉक डॉट कॉम एंड अडल्ट प्रोडक्ट्स इंडिया डॉट कॉम. टुडे स्टोरी इज द हॉर्नी नाइट. ओ यस गॉड, यस वेंडी, ओ यस. As I entered my home, I was stunned to hear my own voice wailing through the house at deafening volume. Dropping my shopping bags, I rushed into the lounge, following the sound. My jaw dropped as I saw, on our 36-inch TV screen, an image of myself writhing naked on my bed. One of my hands squeezing my breast while the other tangled in the black hair of a shapely naked young woman squatting between my splayed legs, her face buried in my pussy. Unable to drag my eyes from the sight, I sank into an armchair. As my video self screamed to orgasm, the image froze and a voice behind me said, "Very good, mother. Have you ever considered a career as a porn star?" I swiveled to see the grinning face of my 18-year-old son, Justin. I felt my cheeks burning with fury and embarrassment. What had happened had been strictly a one-off after a drunken girl's night out a few days ago. It was the only time I'd ever cheated on my husband and the very first time I'd done anything with another woman. Wendy was a girl from the local hair salon. I didn't even know her that well. With the amount of noise we'd made, it perhaps wasn't surprising we'd woken Justin, but I couldn't believe the little sod had had the presence of mind to grab his video camera and stick it through the door of my room. As he switched off the tape, just as I was about to take my turn between Wendy's legs, I recovered my senses and moved towards the machine. Justin darted in front of me and grabbed the tape, holding it behind his back. I advanced menacingly towards him, growling, "Very clever, smart arse. You've had your fun, now hand it over." Justin's grin widened still further.
"Oh, my fun hasn't even started yet, Mommy. You can have the tape if you want. I've already loaded it onto my computer. I wonder what Dad would make of it. And Wendy's husband, not to mention the neighbors and the ladies at the Women's Institute."
I was so stunned at the thought I had to sit down again with a hump on the sofa. I knew Justin could be a nasty little devil at times, but I couldn't believe he would be as evil as that. His father thought of himself as a real manly man. If he thought I'd been sleeping around, he'd certainly divorce me. If he knew it was with another woman, he'd probably kill me. He's a highly successful and very wealthy businessman who brings all the money into our marriage. A bleak future flashed before my eyes. Losing my lovely home, my expensive car, my jewelry, my entire social circle, how would I support myself? I hadn't gone out to work since I was 19. I wasn't trained to do anything. Why was my own flesh and blood threatening to do this to me? As if reading my thoughts, Justin sat beside me on the sofa and gently took my hands in his, stroking his thumbs across the back of my hands. "The thing is, Mother dear, I really did think that it was very sexy. I like our body and I like to see more of it." Amused by my bewilderment, he explained his plan. He wanted me to put on a strip show for him and a couple of friends. I told him he was fucking mad. To my shock, he slapped me quite hard around the face. He's always had a bit of cruel streak, and he's inherited his father's view of women as a lower order of humanity, created simply to serve their men. Looking smug, he said, "I'm not mad, but Dad will be if he sees this."
Now, just listen to me, you old slag. You do exactly what I say, or this little show of yours gets emailed to a list of a dozen or so people I've drawn up. Then it gets posted on the internet for all the world to see. You're going to dress like the whore you are, then you're going to take your clothes off again, specially for the entertainment of me and my pals. Feeling tears rolling down my cheeks, I tried to appeal to his better nature, forgetting for the moment that he didn't have one. Baby, please don't make mommy do this. Let's keep it our little secret. We can work something out. He stood over me and uttered a barking laugh. What's the problem, mommy? I'm only asking you to take your clothes off, just like you do when you go to bed every night or when you screw your lesbo girlfriends. I'll even supply your wardrobe for you. We won't touch, we'll just look. And I promise that once it's over, I'll destroy every copy of the recording now. Dad will be back from Singapore at the end of the week, so we've got 3 days. We'll do it on Thursday night. At this point of time, let me remind you that you're listening to this beautiful story on audiosexstories.net, which is a joint initiative of IndianSexTalk.com and AdultProductsIndia.com. Be tuned. That night I lay wide awake in my bed, staring at the ceiling, trying to think of some way out of my predicament. Why would Justin and his mates even want this? I am 46, for Christ's sake. Why would they want to see me reveal my sagging tits, my pod belly, my fat arse? Try as I might, I couldn't think of any way around it. Not one that would allow me to continue to live in the luxury I enjoyed and wouldn't result in my arrest for murder. The next day, Wednesday, Justin had left the house by the time I got up, and I didn't see him when I returned. Laid out on my bed, however, was a costume he had chosen for me. A black diaphanous bra that would barely support my hefty knockers, let alone cover them. A minuscule matching pair of black silk panties, held together at the sides by the Velcro, and a pair of black fishnet stockings with elasticated tops. That was it? That was what he expected me to parade around in front of him and his little friends before taking it all off again? I was furious again, and I went and hammered on his bedroom door. But there was no sign of him. In fact, he didn't come home all night, so I didn't see him until the afternoon of Thursday, the day he had decided I would give my performance. I was sitting in the kitchen sipping coffee in jeans and a t-shirt when Justin came in. Still livid, I leapt to my feet and slapped him as hard as I could, calling him all the names I could think of. After the initial shock, he didn't even flinch. He waited until I had exhausted myself, then smiling, said, "Finished? Okay, let's have a costume check, or would you rather?" I went and pressed a few buttons on my computer. Seeing no way out of it, I slowly climbed the stairs to my bedroom and stripped off my clothes. The stuff Justin had bought was labeled as the right size, but it wasn't made for someone of my age, and the straps of the bra and pants cut deeply into my flesh. I wobbled my way down to the lounge, where Justin walked a slow circle around me, taking in my getup. "Very nice, yes. I think we are going to enjoy this show. You know, you've got to make it sexy, don't you?" A nice, slow striptease, with emphasis on tease. Laughing, he left to round up his pals. For the first time since I had walked into the house to hear that awful tip, I smiled too. I had a plan. Of sorts. The little shit wanted a show. Okay, I'd give him a show. Perhaps I could embarrass him so much in front of his friends that I just might find the silver of conscience that must exist somewhere inside him. He dressed me like a Soho tart, so I decided to look like one. I rarely wear much makeup, but tonight I was going to. I liberally applied lipstick, eyeshadow, mascara, rouge. I had to admit I was pleasantly surprised by the result. It made me look a good few years younger and quite sexy, if distinctly trashy. Then I set about applying gold nail varnish to my finger and toenails. That took a while, as it was something else I hadn't done for years. After that, I decided to have a rest and lay back on the bed for a few minutes. I think an hour at least must have passed when I was awoken by a loud knock on my bedroom door and Justin calling in a sing-song voice, "Oh, Mommy, dearest, we're ready for you." I pulled on a cotton dressing gown and made my way to the lounge. Justin had switched off the main lights and used some angle-poised lamps to create a sort of spotlight effect in the middle of the room. He had two other 18-year-old boys were lounging on the three-piece suit, two of them smoking and each with a can of Layer in his hand. I knew both the other two. One was a scrawny little kid whose name I could never remember. The other was Delvon. Nothing scrawny about him. Over 6 feet tall, black and muscular, with a ruggedly handsome face. The star of the college rugby team. At a motion from Justin, I reluctantly slipped the dressing gown off my shoulders to a gasp from the little kid. A suspicious thought suddenly entered my head. "Justin, are you filming this?" He denied it naturally. I didn't believe the little bastard, but I couldn't see his camera in the dim light outside my stage. Justin flicked a switch and a music track started. "Sex Bomb" by Tom Jones. Oh God, this was it. I gyrated to the music, closing my eyes to try and forget the circumstances. I wear my long blonde hair in a bun, and as I danced, I unpinned it and let it fall, whipping my head around to flare out my long locks. To my surprise, I felt a tiny kick of excitement at the whoops of approval that brought from my audience. As the first tune finished, another started. A slow, sexy number with a heavy bass track. I'm hunger for your touch. The thought flashed through my mind that my son was actually quite good at staging this sort of thing. Perhaps he had a future in the porn industry. Slowly circling my hips, I reached behind my back to undo my bra. Then I had a better idea. I stuck provocatively towards the kid I couldn't name, who looked absolutely terrified, and standing inches from him, I slipped my arms out of the straps and rolled the cups off the bra of my mountainous boobs. Then I knelt before the kid, my back to him, and pointed to the clasp of the bra. He fumbled at it so long I thought he would never get it undone. But he finally managed. A tiny corner of my brain told me I was starting to enjoy this, but I tried to force it out. Next I moved to stand in front of Justin. The little prick, it was his turn. I placed my left foot firmly in his groin and started to roll down my stocking. From the feel of what was under my foot, he wasn't a little prick after all. He was quite a big one, just like his father. He sat mesmerized, staring at the crotch of my panties, which did little to conceal my plushy blonde pubes. Pulling off the stocking, I ripped it around Justin's neck. Now it was Delvon's turn. He was sitting back with a huge grin on his face, enjoying my performance enormously. Placing my hands on the arms of his chair, I leaned into him and, on a wild impulse, stroked my big brown nipples across his nose. I wasn't ready for what happened next. Delvon, still grinning, threw a powerful arm around my back, pulling me onto him and sucked one of my tits into his mouth. As his teeth and tongue worked on my nipple, I felt the crutch of the panty suddenly becoming damp. God, I was enjoying this too much. The only way I can explain what happened next is to say that pure and adulterated animal instinct took over. Not even thinking what I was doing, I threw myself onto my knees in front of Justin and licked my tongue across the top of his prick. It felt as if it was on fire, and my son gasped in shock. Totally committed now, I pitched forward and sucked it into my mouth. Justin's eyes glazed over, and he started into space as my tongue licked swirls around his tool, my teeth gently grazing its length. My son whimpered in disappointment, but I quickly took him into my mouth again, pumping my lips up and down him to finish him off so that I could fully enjoy Dalmon's titanic thrusts. Justin came into my mouth conveniently, quickly, and sank back in his seat in a daze. I placed my hands either side of him to support myself and groaned with pleasure as Dalmon slammed his monster cock into me. I succeeded in embarrassing Justin. Although not quite in the way I'd planned, the little swine could never look me in the eye after that. And I never heard another word about that bloody videotape. A couple of months later, he went to Spain to find his fortune as a holiday rep. Pity I never did get to actually fuck that big cock of his. Dalmon hasn't gone anywhere, though. He lives quite close by, and he is free every Thursday afternoon, so am I. I am free. I am very, very free. So, my dear friends, thanks for listening to my story on audiosexstories.net. If you have liked my story, don't forget to push the thumbs up, okay? And till I don't get back with a new story on a joint initiative of IndianSexTalk.com and AdultProductsIndia.com on AudioSexStories.net. Please keep waiting for me. Till then, lots of kisses and bye-bye.